Hi, welcome back to Millie's Magic Treehouse. We are on episode 2 of Millie's Magic Treehouse. I'm Millie, my co-host is my mostly companion, my mom.
Hi.
And she is helping me through things in the podcast. Now, Mom, what are you here for?
Well, I'm just kind of your sidekick, I think. I mean, I did read all of the Magic Treehouse books to you that we talk about. But you remember them better. So I'm just here to kind of help things along and do the technical part.
Yes. How would you describe how much you know compared to me?
I would say you are a Magic Treehouse Merlin Missions expert, and I am familiar with the series.
Yes. Now, which book are we exactly on?
Well, you know the answer to that. Tell everyone.
We are hosting the second book of the Merlin Mission. And it's called,
I think it was Haunted Hallows Eve, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Now,
Haunted Castle on Hallows Eve.
Yes. And how did Jack and Annie really think of it? What was your point? What they thought?
What did I think that Jack and Annie thought of that mission?
Yes.
Well, I got to be honest with you. That is several books ago because we're kind of backlogged on our podcasts. So I don't remember a lot. I do remember that there were some sort of scary parts.
Yeah. Now, I remember there being a king who was part human, part raven, and they had to bring one of their friends. What was he?
Oh, are you thinking of Teddy?
Yes. Now, what would you be thinking if you were to be Annie or Jack or Teddy?
When I saw the Raven King?
Yes.
Confused? Scared? Maybe terrified?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you?
I would be pretty confused, terrified, and I would probably want to run away. But I think that Annie had belief enough to believe the ghosts and try to stop the Raven King alongside with Jack. Now, what are we basically talking about?
Well, I mean, Jack and Annie were on a Merlin mission, all of the Merlin mission books.
Yeah, but where would they be on the Merlin missions?
This time? Or always?
This time.
Well, they went to a castle, right?
Right. But where?
Oh, was it in Camelot?
Yeah, I think it was. So, I am going to tell you a little bit about the Raven King books. So, I think when Jack and Annie arrived, they were kind of surprised because they weren't in their Halloween costumes. They just were in maids and made clothes, and they were in the Middle Ages, and I think they were pretty confused. So I think I would just try to solve that adventure as soon as I could because I wanted to get back home. So yeah, I think it would be basically that type. But how would you try to solve that podcast, Sarah?
The podcast?
Like, how would you be able to, why, when would you want to solve the problem?
Well, I remember that Jack and Annie got to use some pretty cool magic. But I think that maybe, did their friend Teddy do the magic, or did they get to do it?
Yeah, I think their friend Teddy got to do it,
mm-hmm.
because he, well, his mother was kind of a wizard, so she was basically kind of like a sorceress, so so I think he knew a lot of magic.
Mm-hmm.
So they turned into ravens, basically.
Ooh, spoiler alert. They mm-hmm. did. That was pretty crazy because do remember it was kind of funny when they started talking to each other and they were speaking to each other in crow instead of
human.
Yeah, using words like we know how to communicate with.
Yes.
And it kind of surprised them when the words came out of their mouths, like, caw, kee-caw. But they knew how to understand each other somehow.
Because it was magic.
Yeah.
So, even though we are close to the end of my podcast, why really did Teddy want to have that stick, Sarah?
Which stick?
He had a stick to turn them into ravens.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Maybe you should field that one.
Well, Teddy had this magical, this is kind of the weird part, stick.
Mm-hmm.
He had a magical stick. And he used it to turn them into ravens.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, and per usual, Jack and Annie saved the day.
Yes, like always they usually do in every single book.
I know. They do. That's kind of, we know that formula for the book, right? Like,
yeah.
No matter where they are.
Yeah, they usually need a scoop of imagination. Some getting used to, some difference, and some hard work, and then a scoop of, like, memory.
Mm-hmm. And adventure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They always go to new places.
Yeah, like New York, the Ice Age. And if you don't know what the Ice Age is, it's basically the part of, a long time ago, very, very long time ago, the one part of land was crammed into a continent, one whole continent called Pangaea, which is basically a, kind of like a puzzle, which is like all the land crammed into one. So it was and then half of Pangaea, or basically all of Pangaea, started out covered in ice and megafauna. And megafauna means very big animals, like mastodons, woolly mammoths, and there were giant snow leopards, saber-tooth, a lot of big animals. Now, there also was kind of like, and also in the Jack and Annie books, they went to basic, they went underwater. Basically, they turned into seals.
Yeah, that's a whole nother book that maybe, I don't know, maybe when we're done with this one, we can talk about that one, because we have read so many of the Merlin Mission books since we last recorded that we have a lot to cover. And hey, you're welcome, readers who just got bonus info on the Ice Age from Millie, because she is kind of an expert. So we're really glad that you got that extra info today.
And actually, that stuff is actually a fact.
Yeah, you're a fact lover for sure. So, Millie, one question I have for you, because now we have talked about or reviewed Christmas in Camelot.
And the very, like, when Millie's Magic Treehouse was first very born.
Yep, that was when Millie's Magic Treehouse was first born. And now we've done book two of Merlin Missions, which was the book about the Raven King. And I'm just curious if you liked one of those books better than the other.
Well, I do have certain favorites.
Okay.
Christmas in Camelot, book 8, book 3, and book 6.
Okay. Between books 1 and 2, the ones we've already recorded about, did you like one better than the other?
Actually, I really like The Raven King because it has a lot of adventure, magic, a lot of good things in it for kids to learn and grow their brains.
Very neat. And I think this is the first time we were introduced to Teddy, too.
Yes.
In book 2. He wasn't in book 1, was he?
No, he was. Actually, I think he was. He was in the library with Morgan.
Oh, okay. I knew you would know. Well, so I think that wraps up our review on book number 2 of Magic Treehouse Merlin Missions.
And in case any of you forgot, we will be open to any calls from you at any time, except for in the morning when kindergarten is allowed.
Right. No interruptions during school. No podcast calls.
No.
Okay.
But anyway, have fun, readers. Bye.
We'll be back next time with book number 3, right?
Right.
Okay, thanks for stopping in.